claim it as your own.
But the theft began this week.
Thursday night at 7 on KRVS.
What is this strange and wondrous music? Is it jazz?
Is it blues?
Is it hillbilly?
Join us at Freetown Radio, where the lines dividing genre are often blurred or don't exist at all.
That's Freetown Radio, coming up Friday afternoon at 3, right after American Roots.
He took me by the arm.
From the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, this is KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to The Exchange. This is Cheryl Castile. My guests in the studio today, we are full and live in here. We have the Berard Family Band, and that is featuring, we have Papa Al here.
Papa Al.
We have Mother Carlene, although she says she's not going to say anything, but we may pull her out of the corner. But we have Megan Hebert, Laura Huval, and Kelly Smith.
Hello.
Hey, hi, everybody.
Yeah, so it's great having y'all on. Let's get everybody excited, and how about if we kick off with a song first?
Sure.
How's that sound?
Can we do like a little waltz?
You can do whatever your little heart desires.
You ready, Meg?
Ready.
One of his daughters on guitar. So what song was that?
Thank you, Cheryl.
What song was that?
It's called Belle Journée. It's a new, it's going to be the title of a new little CD that a couple of friends of ours, mine, have put out. Jason Fry.
Ah,
you know Jason?
Very well.
Good buddy. And
Charlie, and he's got a sense of humor.
Oh.
You have to listen, but he's got a great sense of humor.
And an amazing, amazing musician.
That's right.
He really is. And Charlie Turr from Chicago.
Yeah.
And Joel Savoy played on the CD with us.
Oh, wonderful.
We got together and just recorded it in a day.
Now, is the CD finished?
It's finished, and as a matter of fact, I'm trying to get it pressed before the end of next week.
Yeah.
We're doing some summer gigs and stuff.
Did you do that out at your studio?
We did, yes.
Ah, mm-hmm. Fabulous.
Did it at the studio. We started like at 9 in the morning on a Saturday, and I think we finished maybe 10 o'clock. And a bunch of cases of beer.
Yeah, yeah. That helped you get through it. So
it was fun.
Are they all originals? Did you do some traditional songs
there are
in there
some
too?
There are some originals, yeah. And but Jason's style of playing is so unique, man. He listens to a lot of the older accordion players. One of his, probably his signature songs on that CD is called The Little Real Two-Step. And he picked up some stuff from Ambrose Thibodeau, you know, some of the old recordings.
Yeah.
And some of these crooked, you know, kind of crooked songs, but we really enjoy that.
Yeah. Now, have you and Jason recorded together before?
We have. We have done, we did a little project for Fred Charlie, I guess, I don't know, 5 years ago maybe, something
okay.
like that. And it sold like a million copies, so we need to do another one this time.
Then we really appreciate you taking the time to come in here today.
Oh, sure.
But we
Thank
should
you.
Say, though, we forgot to mention in the beginning, Grammy nominated from I
that
mean,
was luck.
You kind of set the pace years ago.
That was luck.
With the Basin Brothers.
Cajun.
Luck.
I don't think that was luck. I think that was about,
was
you know, talent.
But it was fun.
Yeah. So when can people expect that CD out?
Well, we're going to be selling the CDs mostly at gigs. So I'm just doing like a 500 press run right now. And I'm not sure what we're going to do afterwards. You know, we'll
then
try to get it distributed.
Then you'll do the other 900 and
right.
nine, or what it would be, 500,000
yeah.
You'll press it another time to get that million going.
There you go.
All right. Well, you have two of your daughters here today, Megan Hebert and Laura Huval are your two daughters. And then you have your niece, Callie. How did the family come together to start? Now, I know, you know, that you guys all grew up playing music, and Laura and Megan, you would sing in church and still do with your mom, Carlene.
That's right. Yes. That's where our parents actually met, in church.
Ah.
So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we've been having a lot of fun, and just recently we've been asked to do the Hoop Nights at the Blue Moon. And we've been having a blast doing it. We're like the Hoop Band.
You know what? I actually think that that's how a lot of people have gotten to know, who didn't know about the Berard Family Band before, is because of those Hoot Nights
I
that Kevin
so.
Puts on.
I think so, too. They just thought it was, you know, Daddy in the Cajun music.
Yeah.
I think they really freaked out when they realized, man, they play rock and roll, you know?
Well, you know,
not
and
just Cajun.
That's right. And let's step back, Al. We're going to go back to you a second here, because so many people in this area, just from your playing and your teaching, think of you as a Cajun fiddle player.
Right.
But there was a whole nother life for you prior to that.
Yes.
And probably one of the, and you don't have to say anything about this, but probably one of the best guitar players to come out of this area.
Cheryl.
Yes,
no,
I
right.
agree.
Stop.
No, that, and that's not
no,
just
no,
no,
no
that's
Cheryl.
Not just me saying that, but people don't know that about you. People have no idea about you
that's
with
so
the
kind. Thank you for the nice
So
words.
When you first start rock and roll,
country,
you were playing those things on guitar.
Mostly guitar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Reflex. Talk about Reflex.
I played on so many sessions, like in the early 80s, recording sessions from all kind of artists here in the area that no one really knows about, you know, that I played guitar stuff on it. So.
Yeah, like what?
Just a lot of stuff with Cedric Benoit, you know.
Sure.
Did some stuff with Dewey Balfa and Steve Riley when Steve was just starting out.
And you were playing guitar.
I was playing guitar.
Okay.
Did some stuff for, it's endless. Joe Douglas, you know, swamp pop stuff.
Hadley.
Mr. Hadley, of course, my hero.
Well, you started playing with him,
but
like I said, yeah.
Guitar stuff too with Hadley.
Okay, yeah. That's right. That's right. Now, the two daughters, Laura and Megan, I remember the first time I saw you, as long as we're going to talk about some rock and roll, the first time I ever saw you guys, and it was at some acoustic, I don't remember what it was, festival at Acadian Village, and out come the two of you, and you sat down and started playing Heart.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Now, when you two started playing music, was it rock and roll?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I think so.
Definitely.
And then Callie and her sister Brandy, we also sang. It was a lot of, this is funny, Wilson Phillips. Remember in the 90s when they began?
Yeah,
The Judds.
Yeah.
Then we got the Led Zeppelin.
I wasn't involved in their Wilson Phillips days because they would gang up on me. I was the little baby sister. So what I would do was, I'm the only one that started playing an instrument.
Right.
So I was like, I'd go sneak behind the scenes. But I was listening to stuff like Kiss.
Yeah.
Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
But I owe a lot to those rock and roll bands.
That's right. Now, Callie, were you with these guys when you were, I mean, growing up, you all grew up together?
We'd spend weeks at the Bay Roads. It was a lively place growing up, and we wanted to go. They some fun guys.
And music around all the time, I'm assuming. Yeah.
And I mean, we'd sing in the bedroom. I think that's the I remember being at my house, and I don't even know if you knew that we sang together, Puke, I'm addressing, and he opened the door, and we were singing, and he was so excited. I think that was the first time he really saw that we were trying to sing together, trying to do harmonies.
And
they actually, these two and Brandy, Callie's sister, sang at the Crawfish Festival with Daddy. Laura was like in third grade, and they sang Wilson Phillips songs.
Oh, fabulous.
Great.
What song did you do? Do you remember?
Oh, God. So funny.
Yeah, those were the days when the festival was still out in the streets.
Sure.
So they got to experience that at least, you know?
Yeah.
Like walking through tons of trash in the street.
It was scary, but fun.
It was scary. Now, do you have a favorite Wilson Phillips song, Al?
Oh. I thought you were going to say a favorite Wilson Phillips.
They have a reality show on TV. You could start watching.
Oh, I'm not into it. I don't watch TV.
Those days are over for us.
Jokes.
That's right. Funny. Well, is there a song that we can do with hearing the three gals sing?
Yeah.
Not Wilson Phillips.
Which one y'all want to do? Okay, we're going to sing a song that I wrote.
And this is Megan talking.
It's in G. I wrote it probably in like 2006. And I don't ever play. I don't write songs anymore. I don't know why, but I just haven't been. But when we started...
Well, kids in life. I mean, sometimes that stuff gets,
I guess,
you know,
so, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, that gets in the way sometimes.
Yeah.
Or it takes you on a different path, and then you come back.
Yeah, because I haven't.
You'll have a lot of material to write about when you started.
That's right.
I probably will. And so we pulled it out. We started doing a little three-piece stuff, us three. And we kind of reworked it. Callie has great ideas for harmonies and stuff.
Yeah.
So this is what turned out. It's called Tell Me What to Do. Here we are again, making up for lost time. All the miles I've crossed, I couldn't get you off of my mind. I was so young then, didn't realize the pain I'd caused. Here we are again. Time don't really heal broken hearts. Now I'm so good at being alone, I can't start playing the game of who's right or wrong. Is there any way that we can make it right?
Wow. If you're just joining us, this is The Exchange, and who you just heard singing, that was an original song, Tell Me What to Do, by Megan Bayard Hebert, on lead vocals, on guitar, her father Al on mandolin, and on backing vocals, we had Laura Bayard Hoval and Callie Smith. You need to start writing again. You need to keep writing.
Do you think so?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
That was beautiful, Megan.
It's actually kind of one of my favorite songs that I wrote. That's why I wanted to play it. A lot of the songs I wrote was so long ago. I was like 18,
yeah.
And I don't feel anything like I used to feel about things
right.
in life. So I don't like to sing them. So I do need to start writing.
Yep.
And these girls too. We were talking about that. We need to start writing together because
right.
we work well together. We have good ideas together.
Kelly, can you take the mic over by you here a minute?
Yes.
Now, you play drums.
Yes.
I love seeing a woman drummer.
Thank you.
How did drums come into your life?
It was kind of a later in life thing. I grew up in high school. We joined this band with our uncle, Shane. It was Southwind. And I think I was a freshman in high school when we started. My sister and I, Brandy, started singing backup in this
yeah.
band. And to this day, we still get together and play with the band. But we had such a dynamic drummer, Coach Terry Martin.
Yeah.
Go Bulldogs. I couldn't help but want to play. I just got the bug. And so I think when I was 18, I bought my own set.
Ah.
And I just play rock and roll. It was Boston and Foreigner.
Sure.
And that's what I learned too. And Uncle Puke, they asked me to play for the Hoot Nights, and that really got me back into it because I have three kids and I don't have time to, I don't mess. They were set up still
that's
in
right.
my house, but
yeah.
they weren't getting played much.
Yeah.
And since the Hoot Nights, my son has a set now. And
isn't that great? And, you know, and yeah. it's fabulous to see an event like that. And, you know, I think so many times when you have, and that I've talked about that event before, how it just pulls out such a wide variety of people
mm-hmm.
to those nights. But look at what it has spawned.
Right.
Yeah. You know,
it really has.
I would have never picked back up the drumstick. I really would. I'm glad
fun,
that they
man.
Have.
And
really
now the next
fun.
Generation in your
right.
family has drums.
Right. They,
you know?
I think they have the bug is going around in the house. And that's
yeah.
good.
And the Hoot Nights have got us together. Like, we playing daddy's songs.
Yeah,
you know,
it's
right.
mm-hmm.
it's awesome. It's
that's
a dream.
Right.
Yeah.
You, is that kind of... Those nights, though, is that when the four of you, like, and Callie coming in, really started playing together?
Yeah.
Was for that?
Mm-hmm. That
yes.
was it.
Yeah, the first night was magical.
It was the best night of our
life.
The Prince.
Oh, the
night.
Prince.
It really was.
It
we
was
talk
back
about
in September.
All the time. It was the best night of our life.
I mean, that's a big statement.
Musically, it was awesome.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big statement because you all have been involved in a lot of different musical things.
It was so
and
much fun.
My husband, Aid, plays, you know,
and
the big
that's
role
Adrian
in,
Hoover.
Yeah, and he
yeah.
played with us. He was with us, and it was awesome.
That's right.
It was
and,
good.
And Megan's husband, too, Kyle Hebert.
Kyle.
I mean, it makes sense that the two of you married musicians, huh?
Yeah. And Callie, too.
And Callie did, too.
My husband is Brian Smith. He's a Louisiana recording.
Oh, I didn't realize that, Callie.
Great accordion player.
Yeah, so it makes sense that you all married musicians,
sure.
Huh? That's quite
Yeah, I've ruined all their lives.
You didn't get the baseball team, but you got the band.
Oh, yeah. Lord.
That's right.
Poor kids, huh?
Yeah.
Is the Broad Family Band have recorded.
We hardly play that much, though.
No, have you recorded?
We did
a little CD, yeah.
2005 or 2006.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
We do once in a while. We'll play a festival here or there,
yeah.
You know, but we're not really pursuing anything, you know. To tell you the truth, Cheryl, we just love playing at home. It's to me, that's where the magic is at, you know.
Yeah.
Like, we'll get together and sit in the backyard. Those nights really do it for me, you know.
Yeah.
Well, we have fun. We've been playing locally, like at McGee's Landing in Henderson.
Yeah. That's fun.
So, we have fun because that's home, and so that's pretty fun.
That's right.
It's easy.
And now, I mean, because the Broad Family Band, I want to tell people, too, although you guys do play some Cajun, you do some gospel, you do some great rock and roll, R&B, bluesy stuff.
Yeah.
And I think it surprises some people. Mm-hmm. You know, especially when they think we're going to go see Al play, and all of a sudden that comes out. It's like, whoa, what is, you know?
I think that's kind of bad.
No!
I'm not that consistent, you know, because I like to play it all, you know. So I have to be careful.
But what's wrong with that?
I have to be careful, like, when I put my name, like, with a band, like, to let them know that I'm doing Cajun music or, you know.
Sure.
Because I don't want the wrong, you know, I don't want to disappoint people that come out and they want to do two steps and here we are playing some Russian U2 and all that. Weird music that we like, you know.
Weird.
But that, we call ourselves the Al Berard Guitar Band when we do rock and roll.
There we go. That's a good way to do it.
Well, Todd Mouton said we should call us Al Berard and the Girls.
Oh, that's cute.
Al, they're adults now, and I'm curious. You know, you've been out playing music for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
What have you learned from these gals about music, about the music career, about performing?
Well, about music for sure. But
what have you learned specifically from them?
Oh God!
Because you know, we always look at the parent passing down these traditions.
To me, it's with you know, especially a woman's touch. There's nothing like it in anything, and to me, it's the dedication, the discipline, and the quality level, they deliver the goods. I can always count on them. They can hang with anyone.
Yeah.
These little kids here can play some music, you know. And to me, that's what I've learned. I've learned that I don't have to worry.
Yeah.
I know that when they're behind me, the backbone is there, man.
Yeah.
I can do whatever I want, you know, and have a blast. And yeah, they've taught me that. The integrity of the music is another thing that they've taught me. You know, they won't play a gig unless they feel they can represent whatever they're doing to the highest level that they can.
And that's an important part of the music business.
Yeah.
I mean, that you show up on time, that you do the best you can, you deliver a good show. I mean, you know, if you want to be successful, those are two important things.
Right.
You show up on time.
And you know, they have the gift of improvising, which is a big plus. I mean, they can pull off something really tight and then they can take you in another direction, you know, and let you do other things. And that's pretty unique, girls. Y'all are awesome.
Thanks, Pop. Yeah.
Thanks,
sweet.
And happy birthday.
Oh.
Happy birthday, Alvin.
It's his birthday.
Can we get a little song to go with that?
Oh.
Happy birthday song?
Send money.
That's right. In lieu of happy birthday and congratulations, just send money. We'll put up an address. We'll say it at the end of the show. Yeah, let's do something for Dad. Let's do something for his birthday.
You want to, Callie, you introduce this one.
No.
Yeah, Cal.
Yes, come on.
Go for it, Cal.
Well, we got this, like I said, we have a lot of influences, rock and roll, country. I found this, it's by a band, well, no, it's by Lady Gaga, but a band, Little Big Town, kind of reworked it, and I really liked the way they did it, so we started doing it. And I guess we'll do it now.
Barn This Way is what it's
all
called.
All right, okay.
I'm beautiful in my way, 'cause God makes no mistakes. I'm on the right track, baby, I was born this way. Don't hide yourself in regret, just love yourself and you're set. I'm on the right track, baby, I was born this way. Stars. She rolled her hair and put her lipstick on in the glass of her boudoir. There's nothing wrong with loving who you are, she said, 'cause he made you perfect, babe. So hold your head up, girl, and you'll go far. Listen to me. I'm on the right track, baby, I was born this way. Don't hide yourself and regret, just love yourself and you're set. I'm on the right track, baby, I was born this way. Ooh, there ain't no other way, baby, I was born this way. Baby, I was born this way. Ooh, there ain't no other way, baby, I was born this way. Right track, baby, was born this way. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Don't be a drag, just be a
Carlene's over there. She's got the frisson. So, if you just join us, this is The Exchange and KRVS 88.7 FM, a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Please check out the website. All kinds of great things on there for international, national, regional, and local news. Also, you can check out podcasts and past programs. A lot of wonderful programs that independent producers are doing here on the station. And if you're just joining us, who you just heard... what a wonderful birthday gift to their father, Al Berard. But we had Callie Smith, Laura Huval, and Megan Hebert. How's that, Al, for a birthday gift, huh? Oh. Aren't you proud?
Oh, yes. Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry,
right,
Cecil.
There you go, Cecil.
Sound effects. I love that.
Cecil's gotten really good with the sound effects. Happy birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, Albert.
You're aging well, Al. Oh, 42, and you look pretty good.
Oh,
huh?
Baby, I love you.
You joined my age bracket. Oh, I'll just say that, and we'll leave it at that.
I hit it a couple of years ago.
That's right. That's right. So what goes through a dad's mind when you just sat and watched that? A dad and an uncle, huh?
To me, it's where I'm going to be honest with you. I feel the power, you know?
Yeah.
Higher power for me. It's where I go to church. I listen to these kids, and it's like, my goodness, you know? I listen to any kid, really, or whoever, you know? But especially when it's your own, you know, your own blood, and it's just amazing.
Well, I guess what always blows me away about singers, and the three of you talking about that you don't perform together that much, and so you're not doing rehearsals, and so what we just heard was just off the cuff, and let's do this and see what happens.
When we do rehearse, it's maybe 45 minutes with kids running around the house.
There were about 8 kids last time we got together. You can't imagine.
Any of your kids, I don't know how old's the oldest, but now your son's playing drums, you said, Callie.
He's 6. He's playing with my husband. Getting into the Cajun music. In the bedroom, not playing gigs. And I have a daughter, Chyna. She's 13. She sings.
Man, did that come from Wilson Phillips?
Yes.
Oh,
that's so embarrassing.
That's true. We got it.
You busted. Well, my youngest is Sylvie. That didn't come from
anywhere. There you
She's
go.
4.
There you go. Yeah, but you're allowed 1. Yeah. So that's good.
Right. It's even spelled exactly the same way as Chyna.
Isn't
that
a Y?
Poor Chyna.
Isn't that a Y?
It's a beautiful name.
Is it C-H-Y? C-H-Y-N-A.
Yeah. And when she was born, it was Chyna the Wrestler was popular, too. So I got a lot of flack for that because I was a big wrestling fan growing up too, but it wasn't for Chyna the Wrestler.
Well, let's hope Herman Fuseli is listening to that because he also is a big wrestling
fan. Oh, come
on. Oh, yeah. The two of you have that in common. You guys used to do wrestling?
No, I mean, we go to, like, actually watch
We'd
it.
Go
yeah,
to
we loved wrestling.
Instead of New Kids on the Block, at the time, we were obsessed with wrestling.
The Ultimate Warrior.
I grew up with the Vachon brothers and like George the Animal Steel.
Oh, yeah. I remember him. Remember the what was the Jannetty? Marty Jannetty.
Marty Jannetty.
Oh, we
Who
loved
was he?
Him.
He might have been a Southern
and Shawn
guy.
Shawn Michaels.
Oh, I think. Oh, Shawn. No,
Brutus the Barber.
I think that was after my time.
Yeah. Let me tell y'all something. Y'all know nothing about wrestling. How about Buck Robley? Whoa!
I'm a Buck Robley.
Dick Murdoch. That's the wrestlers, man.
Adrian Bajon.
There you go, Susan.
See, don't you love we're it when
talking,
that voice comes
We're talking
up?
Early 60s now.
Hey, there you go, buddy. You remember the old wrestling spot near the railroad track, Cecil?
Right there? Sure do.
It was good stuff, man.
Would you guys ever play a gig? Have you ever played one at a wrestling match?
No, but I met JYD.
I wouldn't be able to concentrate.
Remember?
Oh, yes, JYD.
At La Poussière.
We met the Junkyard Dog.
It was for a
you
benefit.
Did?
And
oh, he was so nice,
and you know
man.
He died not long ago.
Yeah, that's
that.
Right. He did die.
He was great.
He was nice.
Great guy.
Well, I
too.
Have a piece of foam that George the Animal Steel bit off of the side guard and spit into the audience.
Oh,
I just want
right.
that
awesome.
Out there.
Oh,
top
man.
That.
We can't.
All right, so now that's that awesome. We've done our share of talking about wrestling, let's get back.
That is funny, man.
Where do we go from here?
That's right. You know, I think, you know, let's just call it quits. And
all right, bye.
No, now, Megan and Laura, how old are your kids? How old are the oldest?
My little girl's one.
Oh, she's only one.
Yeah.
Okay.
And she's an only child. And
did you play music with, like, did you play your guitar while you were pregnant, like holding, you know?
I played a few gigs on bass also while I was pregnant with her. I think I was 9 months pregnant.
You play some good funk bass.
Oh, yeah.
Well, thank Megan. You.
Yeah, yeah, you really do.
I learned it all from my husband.
Yeah.
Hey, what about me?
Bass.
Oh,
the bass.
The bass. The funk bass. Actually, who was the big funk bass? Mitch Reed. Mitch Reed was great.
Yeah.
I mean, that was his first love, I think.
See, I didn't even know
bass.
That.
Yeah, there
what?
You go.
Cool. He plays bass now.
Yeah.
I knew he played bass. I didn't know he
But
played
he,
bass.
Oh, yeah. He was a, he really liked the old, the funk
old
stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you guys do a song that's kind of in some of that, where you guys, when you perform out, do you have anything like that or no?
God. Let's swing something. Throw something out there.
I don't know, y'all.
Let me, my kids, I'll tell you because we didn't say that. So y'all think about that. Nate is 4 and Rex is 1.
No, are either of them? Do they seem interested in music? Your 4-year-old especially?
Yes, Nate, he does play the drums, but he's kind of gotten, you know, not really too interested anymore. But he does sing. He likes to sing, too, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's fun.
It is, because it's, you know, I think, too, it's such a wonderful thing. I think when your dad was talking about how what he loves about you all is being able to improvise. I mean, so much of that comes when it is done in the home, and that's just something you do for fun at night, sitting around, you know. Are you finding something?
No,
because we could also do a gospel.
I'm really not finding.
Do we have a gospel one that we could do?
No. Come on, though.
Come on, you guys.
We're not prepared.
Just talking about how spontaneous.
No, you knew. That's right. That's right. Let's prove your dad right.
Let's go,
you knew,
man.
You were coming on the show. Why didn't you prepare?
Well,
are you prepared? Which one?
Yeah. Let's do that. That's rock and roll.
We have, like Callie said, a lot of musical influences, and Callie, Megan, and I, we do a few private parties here and there, so we can kind of do what we want.
Oh, so you do? Oh, that's cool. Yeah, you guys go do that.
Not very often.
Yeah.
But we do like Fleetwood Mac a lot.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to do one of their songs.
And there was great harmony in that band.
Yeah. It's in very beautiful.
Do your sister and your dad know that you're going to do a Fleetwood Mac song?
You might want to tell them. Do y'all know?
I think I know now.
Come on, guys. That's...
Have mercy, baby, on a poor girl like me. You know I'm falling at your feet. Tingling right from my head to my toes. So help me make this feeling grow. 'Cause when the loving starts and the lights go down, and there's not another living soul around, you rule me until the sun comes up and you say that you love me. Pity, baby, just when I thought it was over. Ooh la la, you got me running round for cover. Ooh la la la, I'm begging you for a little sympathy. And if you use me again, it'll be the end of me. And you say that you love me.
Laura. Laura Huval on lead.
They're
vocals.
Fussing, Cheryl. Break them up.
Yeah, what's going on? You guys, no fighting on the radio. Okay?
Y'all could see us.
No fighting on the radio. Yeah,
she stole my harmony.
I know, and you know, we gave sisters will do that, you know. That's a history
That's
of
what
a
she
sisters.
Was fussing
we
at.
Do that all the time.
Now, come on, we presented to the world out there that this is such a wonderful, loving family. Let's keep that up.
Okay. I won't walk out of here with a black eye.
No, but Laura, you write also.
Yes, Cheryl, but since the New Moon review in December, I really haven't been writing as much, but I want to to write more. And I do want to do a CD, but we were talking on the way here, actually. I don't think I have enough good songs to have my own CD, and nor do I think I want to put out my own CD. So I think it'd be fun if, you know, we would do it. We're at a point where I think we're ready to do music.
Yeah, you three gals need to do something.
Yeah, and with you Daddy, you know,
yeah, throw,
helping
you
us.
Can throw him in there. In the
and hey, I want to throw in my husband,
throw
too,
the old
he's
man
a good
in.
Sax player well, it, and accordion player, too. So
that's right. I mean, you guys have so much musical talent that you can
and
you can draw
Callie's
from.
Sister Brandy right. also sings.
Ah.
She's the singer in his rock and roll band Reflex.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. I know your sister. Yes, yeah. I know your sister. Okay, that's right. your sister. Yeah.
She
right.
rocks. Brandy rocks.
That's well. Right.
Mm. Brandy just had a little baby, so she's kind of been...
Yeah.
That's kind of where we are.
That's right, yeah. You guys are all in the kids stage. Yeah. That's right. You're all baby-fied, is
yeah,
that what you said?
We baby-fied.
Yeah, but, you know, I think the two of you, too. Now, I don't know, but do you write, Callie?
No,
okay.
I've never tried.
Because the two of you both did the New Moon Review.
Yeah.
Where you featured your original songs.
Yes, ma'am.
And how about you, Al? Have you ever done that?
What's that?
The New Moon Review?
Yeah.
You never did
your
own songs.
Not my stuff, but no.
Caroline, if you're listening.
Yeah, Caroline.
What's up? Y'all let old people on that show?
You guys let old people on that stage? Yeah.
Besides just picking up instruments and stuff, y'all let us sing?
That experience was cool for me just because, you know, and always on stage with the best, with my dad and Megan and Callie and Kyle and Aide. But it was really so fun to be on stage with other musicians, just a different vibe. And it That's was cool. Right. It was a good experience. Yeah. I'm happy that I did it.
Oh, it was great. The band
was really
incredible.
Good.
Yeah, she always has an incredible band.
It was
great
really
band,
fun.
Man.
There's Chris Stafford and Joelle Sepa
and
Cal Stevenson.
Danny.
Ooh, Danny DeVillier.
Great musicians, man.
You know, it gives you it kind of gives you a different, I would think, sense of confidence when you get up and do a program like that.
Mm-hmm. Very much so. You're right.
Because there's a number of people that I've heard talk about that they would like to do that, but then that whole, you know, the fear factor thing comes in.
It's...
To get up and expose my stuff. It's one thing. And, you know, I've heard that, which always surprises me, not being like a performer, musician, but people that I've seen perform so many times in bands, but then all of a sudden it's me having to get up and do my...
Spooky.
It always surprises me when I see that. It's like, oh, yeah, that's a whole different...
It's spooky,
whole different thing.
But it's good. It's empowering, kind of, because, you know, you can't hold on to those songs forever. You can't hold on. You got to let them go.
That's right.
And that was a good way for me when I did the New Moon Review. I kind of like, all right. So I got more confident in...
In who you were as a songwriter.
Yeah. That first time is really scary.
Oh, it was my first time.
Really,
it was
really
my
scary.
First time
just getting on stage, you almost feel like you're exposed.
I think I probably threw up before.
But that's a good thing for people to hear, because there's a lot of people that see you perform that who would never thought that, you know?
Oh, yeah. Throw up.
Yeah. That's one of the... Stage one. Al, you remember the first time ever singing one of your original songs on a stage?
God. Yeah. Scary. You know, it's one thing to do it in your little room, you know, and you listen to your speakers and it's the comfort zone.
Yeah.
But man, when you get out there and you...
Was it a Cajun song?
No, the Cajun was really easy for me.
Okay.
You know, it just because it's so real, you know, because of the way we were raised, you know, my parents. And but when I started doing rock music, and I think that was the fear factor, knowing that I was known as this Cajun musician, you know, who it was more forgiving, you know.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, when you get on stage with a guitar and amplifier, and you know, to me it's a whole different ball game, you know. Yeah, exposing For me, it is, anyway.
And that was you on electric guitar.
Electric,
I mean, that was okay.
Yeah.
Was it an instrumental, or?
It was a song that a friend and mine and I wrote. Was The Well. It was the hardest thing I've done. And I did it at McGee's Landing when there were maybe 20 people outside. It was a summer afternoon.
Yeah.
And it was just me and Ashley played. This is a long time ago, you know. And we just
Ashley,
kinda,
the guitar player?
Little Ashley Hayes.
Yeah, yeah.
I got her up to help
who's not
me with
who's
that.
Not, I mean, who's an adult?
Yeah.
No.
Ashley just had a little baby.
That's right.
Little Jackson.
Yeah, we all...
I know, you guys are all
baby
of that generation.
No, we're not.
Babyfied.
Al, can you... You got a song that
I don't know, man.
You want to play one of your songs?
Can he play something?
Well, sure, we
I
can listen.
Something that I...
We're gonna listen to, and then you guys can
Let's
go out playing. Cecil, can we put that one on?
Can you? Which one are you gonna do, Cecil?
The first one you had said.
Oh, is that
real?
Can we change it, or is it too late?
No.
Can you put number 4 on? Is that 24, 12, something like that? I think that's it. Yeah.
Can you tell us about that song, Al?
Yeah, I had a little session when I started dreaming about. I've been threatening myself for years to release a CD of guitar music. And, oh, my God, I better hurry up or I won't make it, you know? It's like a...
You were doing that back when I worked at Folk Roots, and that was a while ago.
15 years ago. And
yeah,
so it's crazy, you know?
It's awesome, all the stuff.
Yeah, I don't know if it's awesome.
It
but
is.
Anyway, one Saturday morning we got together. Kyle Hebert and Mike Birch came over to the house.
That's a good drummer.
Yeah, great drummer, man. And Carlene cooked us up a little crawfish étouffée. So they came and recorded a couple of tracks that I had in mind. And you'll hear my influences. Of course, everybody knows I'm a Eric Johnson fanatic.
Yeah.
You know, he touches my soul, his playing. You know, I love the way he puts the pentatonics. It's pretty much off the wall what he does, you know. And still he does it controlling, you know.
That's right.
So, anyway, this song was inspired by him, you know.
Now, is this also with Jason?
No.
On this song?
No,
oh,
not
this
song,
okay.
Yeah. This is just the guitar stuff that we're talking about.
This is Al Berard.
Mike Birch and Kyle Hebert. Thank you.
All right. What's that called? That was Al Berard.
It's called 2412, and Mike Birch gave it the name. It's my home address.
Ah, okay.
I said, man, I don't know what to name this. He said, what's your address? I said, 2412. I said, that kind of sounds like Rush 2112.
That's right.
You know?
Which was my address growing up.
Oh, are you serious?
Yep, that was always a so big, that's that where was always they recorded. A big joke with all my high school buddies and
that's
stuff.
That's where they recorded the album, at your house.
Yeah,
I always wondered about
that's
that.
Right, that's right. that was Al Berard with a new cut that hopefully will come off a soon-to-be-released
maybe
guitar
in 10 years,
CD.
Yeah.
No, mm-hmm. Come on, let's cut that down from 10 years.
We need to get it. I need to help him. We always say we're going to, okay. Uh-huh.
What kind of guitar
it.
Were you playing?
Oh, Strat. Oh, yeah.
You're a Fender guy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, with the Reflex band, I like humbuckers, but with my music, I like...
Now, who's all in the Reflex band? That's like your rock and roll band.
My old buddy, Crutch.
Keith, oh, yeah, Keith that was Blanchard, your drummer. Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. from Basin
Keith
Brothers.
Keith and Mark Alemon.
Oh, Mark's in that?
Mark, yeah.
Wow.
And,
we're
not
Mark
playing much music right now. Yeah.
What's just, Mark playing?
Mark plays bass.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Ah.
So we played music in high school, and our original singer...
Wait, and then your sister...
Brandy sings.
Sings
yeah.
in that.
Yeah, but she's my age.
Yeah. I don't remember seeing Mark play. Okay.
Yeah, Mark plays that. Bass, but our original singer was Mike Bijou from Henderson, and
okay.
Mike passed away. Lately, as a matter of fact, now that we're talking about that, his poor old mom just died two days ago.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't know.
Yeah, Miss Hazel, sweet,
yeah.
sweet lady. But Mike was our singer, and we just had this wild idea one night at the studio. Keith and Mark and I were just talking. I said, man, I know who could fill the shoes, who could sing, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I can't sing that stuff, you know? I like to
play it, yeah.
But man, and Brandy loves old rock and roll, so mm-hmm. and she's good at that stuff, like
yeah.
singing Rush and Led Zeppelin. She does it. She mimics it really well.
I love that you yeah. are after. I mean, really, because you took quite a few years and really focused on Cajun music.
I did, Cheryl.
And I love that you're doing this whole variety of stuff now.
Thank you.
I mean, it's a riot.
Thank you.
That's got to be fun.
It became. At one point, I was becoming obsessed with Cajun music.
Yeah.
I was really getting in trouble.
Yeah.
I was becoming like this crazy man about the music. And I said, holy man, this is not right, you know?
That's right.
I mean, the music is for love and enjoyment and not how many times I can play the same song exactly alike, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I was becoming obsessed. So, and it took a few of my friends to tell me that, which...
Yeah.
At the time, I was a little pissed off at them, but I'm glad they did it now.
That's
you know?
Right, yeah.
So it's
that
brought,
stuff always makes sense after,
yeah.
you know, you let a little time pass.
Brought me where I needed to be today, you
that's
know,
right.
which is awesome.
That's right.
You know?
Well, if you would like to go see these folks play live, they do have a gig coming up Wednesday, July 25th at Café Des Amis in Brobridge, and that's 7 p.m. That's their Wednesday night music series that they do there.
Mm-hmm.
And the CD that you have coming out with Jason?
Yes.
They'll just have to watch for you guys doing gigs together.
You could, if anyone's listening out there, you can just go to, I have a dead website, but at least it has a phone number and email on it. So just look it up and I'll get in touch with you.
That is because the gigs listed are from like 2009 that are on there. I did notice that.
As you can tell, I manage myself,
yeah.
which is not too good.
No, that's hard. that's hard when you're a musician to take care of all that yourself.
Cheryl, thank you so much for
inviting me. Oh, it was so great to have you guys
here. It was so much fun.
And I have to say, it's been a real pleasure being able to sit in this studio and hear the singing is absolutely, it's when you're sitting in here with you guys as you're singing, it just blows you away. That
I
harmony
see.
Is absolutely
thank
incredible.
Thank you.
Talking about harmony, we have to drop that every time I hear the word. Mark Trischka, a friend of mine,
yeah.
said, you know, Al, I put the harm in harmony.
Oh,
yeah, he's funny.
I love Mark.
So you do a trio with Mark.
Yeah. Give shout out to
Kimberly Stelly asked us to give her a shout out.
She's going to be so mad at me. That kind of goes
Hey, boo.
Enough.
Y'all can deal with it next week when we're
going on vacation.
Yeah, we all gone on vacation.
These guys have all resorted back to their Wilson Phillips days.
we need to get out the house more.
Well, I want to thank my guests today have been Al Berard, his two daughters, Laura Huval and Megan Hebert, and his niece, Callie Smith. You guys all would not be possible with this music without Carlene. So let's
say hi. There you go. Mommy.
What are we going to go out? I want to tell everybody to tune in next week.
Say hi,
Carlene.
Just say hi.
Hello, everybody.
And if you haven't heard, I mean, Carlene's also a singer, but she just wanted to be in the corner this week.
Oh, and I want to give a shout out to Opal, our other sister, who's the best in the world.
And Opal.
Hi, Opie.
Hi, Opie.
She got all the brain.
Tune in next week. We will have Corey Ledet will be on next week. So we're going to, Lil Pop will be here next week.
Right.
So what are we going to go out on, you guys?
It's a song that we sing on our little acoustic gigs. It's called Fine Line.
Who wrote that?
Little Big Town.
Oh, okay. Alrighty. Alright, everybody have a good week.
Thank y'all.
Something is always me. You consume what you're able. I get crazy.